Welcome to the Lenten podcast series brought to you by epostle.net. We're so glad you've decided to take this 40-day journey with us. This season, we'll be focusing on the Bazarak. Each podcast will delve into a particular aspect of the divine liturgy. As a listener, you can use these daily messages to meditate on the spiritual significance of the liturgy throughout the week. We hope each podcast provides you with the spiritual nourishment for the soul during your travel through the Lenten season. This podcast is part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes mission.
At the conclusion of the Holy Divine Liturgy, there is a custom of distributing blessed bread, or mas. Back on day 8 of the Lenten journey, we discovered that the gifts of bread and wine were brought to the priest by the people. It was their offering to this service. The priest took a portion of the bread, the nushar, which was then consecrated as the body of Christ, while the remainder of the bread received the blessing of the day and was saved for distribution at the end of the service. The word mas literally means portion. It is passed out to the congregation, not necessarily for their own personal consumption, but to be taken back to their homes, to be given to those who could not attend, or to those for one reason or another were unable to participate in the sacrament of Holy Communion. It is the means of assuring that the blessing of the day are equally accessible by all. Jesus, in his ministry, never refused to pass on a blessing to anyone in need of one. Mas is that blessing to those in need. The Mas is the continuation of the Holy Bazarak outside the doors of the church, what we've been calling the opportunity to spread the good news of the Bazarak to a world in hunger for peace and harmony. When the Mas is distributed, it is done so with a greeting, Masyev Bhajin Bazaraki, that is, a peace and portion of the Divine Liturgy. We are almost through with our Lenten journey. If you have followed the journey day to day, you know that it is full of wonder and mystery. As long as this journey has gone, we have only scratched the surface of the wonders of this sacred liturgy. There is so much more to learn and discover. That process of learning and discovery begins with us. Because we have been through the Divine Liturgy, we are the living expression of the Mass. That is, we are a piece and portion of the service rendered by the Church. Plainly, we are the Church. When you leave the church proper, there is a world that is hungry for physical and spiritual food. It is thirsty to drink from the fountain of immortality. It is naked to the richness of faith. The world is ill and is in need of healing. It is imprisoned by the false values caused by greed and gluttony. You, in turn, have left this mystical experience grown in faith. Your exit from the church implies a responsibility to those in need. You are the Mass of the liturgy. As our Lord ascended 40 days after the resurrection, he instructed the apostles to go into the world and preach the gospel. Make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. With the final guarantee that he gives, I am with you always, to the end of the age. By apostolic succession, that same mission has been handed down to us, the Church. The fullness of the Divine Liturgy, the Bazarak, is our ability to be transformed and to transform. Christian outreach is essential. As Christ said, by this the world will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. If Christ is in you, love is in you. You now have not an obligation, but a responsibility to practice that love in all that you do. If your brother is hungry, feed him. Thirsty, give him drink. Naked, clothe him. Ill, heal him. In prison, visit him. This is the manifestation of the Holy Divine Liturgy in the life of the world, by your doing. Be assured today and always that Jesus speaks to you, "I am with you always, to the end of the age." The world is in need of love. You are Moss of the love equation. Distribute it readily. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join me again tomorrow as we conclude the Lenten journey into the Divine Liturgy.
Thank you for joining us for the Lenten Journey series. We hope you've been blessed by this podcast. These podcasts and all of our work is made possible through your generosity. Please keep us in your prayers, be mindful of the needs of this ministry, and donate generously. Also, please take a moment to tell your friends and loved ones about epostle.net by sending them a link to our website. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an Expanding and Electronic Universe. For Father Voskin and the Epostle crew, this is Susie inviting you to join us again next time as we continue our series on the Divine Liturgy.